We are back live. We do apologise for the interruption there. We just had a slight blip with the internet, but we are back live now.
I thought you sacked me.
No, it's not done yet. Ball played into the box. Brett Williams rising. And a free kick given for Brett Williams' foul on the goalkeeper.
Yeah, there wasn't much happening when we were off air, but
no, little bit of a chance.
Salisbury put a corner in, but it went way over everybody, and then we've just had that little scuffle in the goal mouth.
And we're just going to send out a new link. We do apologise for the delay and the interruption in the programme. But we are now back live. So, Salisbury free kick here. They're in the Totten half on the right-hand side. Ball played forward. Trialist tries to get a foot in, but he can't. They drive into the box looking for Fitchett. Ball played back into the stand by the Salisbury player.
He had quite a clean shot there. He thought he might have done better with that one, to be honest. But fortunately for us, he was wide. High, wide and handsome.
Not at all handsome, I don't think that was. So, long ball from Lewis Noyce. Brett Williams climbing a little bit, but he's no free kick against him. Ben Jefford with the ball forward. Kasimu can't get it under control, though, and Salisbury win the ball back. Again, if you are just joining us, we do apologise for the interruption. But we are now back live. And Salisbury are driving forward now. Attacking Ben Jefford. Ball over the bar there. He was quickly driving forward. It was Ben Starr.
That's a couple of opportunities now they've had in the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, definitely. And they're just announcing the attendance here. I'm pretty pleased with this turnout. There are quite a few up with us up here, quite a few behind the goal.
291 here today.
291 for a pre-season friendly.
Yeah, which is great. Yeah,
they'll be pleased with that, I think. But Salisbury have got the ball forward, and their fans will be even more pleased if they can get a goal here. Delivers the ball into the box. Noyce rises for it, and he's fouled. So, Noyce.
It's obviously has both just ends the keepers are dodgy because he's given a free kick each end now. So.
And so it is Lewis Noyce with the free kick from his goal kick position. Dear. And. Taken by Lewis Noyce, long ball, finds the feet of Brett Williams. And there's a bit of afters there between Marvin Brooks and Brett Williams there. Looked like Brooks flung a little bit of an arm there, but the referee hasn't seen it, and he's not even had a chat with them. Very risky that. That is back in Salisbury possession yet again. Long ball, long diagonal ball played over towards the second half sub, Benham. And he's given a free kick away, given a foul away. Salisbury fans just getting onto the back of the referee and the players. It's going to be a free kick for Lewis Noyce.
Just a normal afternoon at the Raymac for the opposition.
Goal kick, free kick, sorry, taken. Looking for Brett Williams again. Looking to use his tall physique. And now there's a chance here for Salisbury. Driving forward, ball played forward, further forward there to Baker.
He should have done better than
that. And it's a goal kick. Lewis Noyce is fuming about the defensive work there by his
Freddie
defenders.
Reed lost it in midfield, and it sort of left the defence exposed then, to be fair. But he should have done better with the ball.
And as the ball's just played back to just rolled back to Lewis Noyce before the goal kick, it does roll into the goal, and that's the first cheer that the Salisbury fans have had this afternoon. Won the trialist, just pushed off the ball here. And it will be a free kick to Totten on the far side of the pitch. Just a little push, and it will be a free kick to be taken by Jack Masterton, by the looks, from about 40-ish yards out. There's a two-man wall for Salisbury here. One, two, three, four Totten players in the box. Brett Williams making the run at the back post. It's gone straight to Sam Roberts' head, and he's flicked it out, and it will be a throw into Totten deep into the Salisbury half.
Opposition.
That's there we go. Thanks, mate.
I was going to say I was hoping Brett might have kept that in, to be honest, and pressure has pressured them again, but it went out for a throw.
And if you have just joined us, we are very close to the end of the game now. Not long at all till full time. Might have a few minutes of added time from that little skirmish. And it is Kasimu with the ball in an attacking position for Totten. Ball played forward, looking for Callum Bourne. Can he get the cross away? He can. Free header. Oh. Freddie Reed, it didn't fall to the player that you want it to.
No, but it was a free header. It just... Just flicked it a bit wide, didn't he? But it was good running. It was good positioning by Freddie. So.
Definitely. And it is 1-0 to AFC Totten as we meet the end of normal time. Be interesting to see if the referee will add a few on here. Ben Jefford with the ball just on the outside of his own box. Noyce with the long ball. Commanding header from Knowles. And now on the trialist, driving forward for Totten. Oh, taking them all on. Puts the cross in, looks for Brett Williams, and Brett just flicks Sam Roberts, and it's gone. It will be a free kick to Salisbury. Yeah.
Just caught Sam on the ankle. So.
As you said, the ex-Totten player gets that free kick there. Plays a long ball to the right-hand side of Salisbury, but they've been able to squash that attack, Totten, and it's back with Noyce, who was given the ball by Reed.
Yeah, Freddie Reed working hard in midfield there.
Yeah, he's doing well. He made that little mistake, but he's recovered quite well.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Masterton over to Jefford. Out wide to trialist. One of four trialists that are on the pitch now. Three trialists that are on the pitch now, sorry. Tommaso. Callum Bourne plays it back to Tommaso. Oh, and he's just left it for Lewis Noyce. I don't think Noyce wanted that ball there.
I don't think he knew.
No, he didn't know. Jefford. Back to Noyce. Being closed down by Fitchett. That's a great ball on his left foot. And one of the trialists is away now and free. Roaming down the left wing. Tries to get the ball across to Kasimu. Can't get it there. Won the other trialist. Wins the ball back brilliantly in the box. Oh, just can't get control of it.
Just ran off his toe.
And that is full time.
He didn't seem to add too much on.
No, not much at all. So just a few days after a 4-0 victory over Stoneham in their first pre-season friendly, AFC Totten have won 1-0 away here at Salisbury in their second pre-season friendly. Brett Williams with the only goal of the game from the penalty spot after what seemed to be a fair challenge from the goalkeeper of Salisbury. But that will not be what's written in the papers. It will be that it's a 1-0 victory for Totten. Wayne, it's a win's a win.
Yeah, win's a win.
In pre-season, happy?
I'd have been seething if we'd had that penalty given against us, but... Even if we didn't have it, we deservedly would have got a 0-0 draw. But as you say, we got a soft penalty, so you take what you're given, and we made the most of it today.
Steve Claridge. I can hear a few slammed doors behind us. Now, I'm not sure. I'm not speculating that that is Steve Claridge, but he's not going to have been happy after
he's out
that.
He's out on the pitch, Doug.
So he is out on the pitch. Okay, so no, that's all good. Okay.
I don't think he's too happy with the referee, so no. He's got to be out on the pitch.
And he's not saying a word to the referee at all. Good. He is congratulating all of the players from Tottenham, though, to his credit.
Yep.
James Woods has got a little wry smile on his face after that.
So have we all, to be fair.
Yeah,
so.
A little bit kind of taken aback by that. There was quite a lot in that match.
Yeah. Same as Tuesday. Last season we played pre-season friendlies and teams from higher leagues and we didn't get results. So it's nice to come to Salisbury and get the result, be it soft or not. So
soft or not. As we mentioned, that won't be spoken about after the game.
No.
What will
we
be?
We worked hard second half. Exactly. The whole of the second half, I thought we were better than we were for the whole of the first half. So, yeah, it's lots for Glenn to build on there.
And so, no kind of real outstanding performances. It was quite difficult in the circumstances. And as I said to Woodsy the other night, that you don't really highlight individual performances in a pre-season game. But were there any that you thought, you know what? He's done really well today.
I thought the defence done reasonably well. I was a bit disappointed that a couple of them got carried away and got involved in the moment. But I suppose that happens with the heat and everything. So, but we defended well today. I thought the first half we struggled a little bit up top with the players that we had there. We weren't really giving them the service. But then the changes in the second half assisted us. And as I say, I think we played well in the second half.
Yeah, I think you're right, and it was probably a better performance than the majority of the first half, because as you said, they dominated probably the first 10 minutes, but then afterwards they just lost out a bit.
We lost our way then after the first 10 minutes. We stayed in the game, which was good, but we lost our way a little bit. And the second half, I thought we matched them, if not better than, for most of the second half.
And as we mentioned earlier, warm conditions. This is going to be a real good blowout for those players.
Yeah, and heaps of changes in the second half as well, which didn't seem to disrupt us too much, which is good news. So, yeah, there's loads of positives to take away from it today, Doug.
So, we are two matches into an 8-match pre-season for the AFC Tottenham boys, and 2 games, 2 wins, 2 clean sheets. That is as much as you would have asked for.
Means absolutely nothing.
Well, it means something in terms of momentum. If nothing else, they're building up their momentum and their confidence. There's going to be confidence from
them. I said
that
at the beginning that the results don't matter, so I can't get carried away with the 1-0 win. We'll have a few beers tonight.
No, there'll be a few beers, I think, yeah. And I tell you what, it's perfect conditions for beers. They're just the boys are just having a little chat with Glenn, just in the shade from the stand here at the Raymax Stadium. We'll stay on air just for a few more minutes just to see if we can get one of the players to come up and join us for a quick chat. Wayne, do you fancy just nipping down and seeing if we can grab one? I think I was going to talk to Jack Hoy.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get hold of him for you, but I'm just really trying to get away to have the beer, Doug.
Oh, you can have a beer, but if you can send Jack up at the same time.
I didn't know I had to do an errand for the beer. I'll do that for you and see if I can get Jack up.
Perfect. And thanks very much for joining me, Wayne.
That's been a pleasure. It's been good fun. Thank you, mate.
And after that performance on commentary, I think we will have Wayne Mew back in future. He's having a little giggle now, but I think after that performance, we will definitely invite Wayne back, the club chairman here. Well, for AFC Tottenham. And just in this interim period, we'll just have a little chat. So Stags Radio, at the moment, we are going to be going live for every game of this season. We're pleased to join the club. Me and Benjamin Rees will be joining you for live coverage every single match of the season. And we are without a sponsor at the moment. If you want to sponsor Stags Radio, please do get in touch with the club, and we would be more than willing to have a conversation with you. And if you are just joining us for this little bit of post-match analysis, it was a fiery match, very fiery match. There was about 5-minute delay in the second half after a bit of a skirmish between the two sides. And 3 enforced substitutions by the referee. He's not wanting to show his cards, but he has made three enforced subs at half. He made three enforced subs at half time. And so we are now just waiting for one of the players to come up and join us and just have a quick chat about the game. And while we wait, we'll just have another little look at those preseason games that we've got coming up. We've got loads of preseason action coming up in the coming few weeks. And first off, we've got a superb game coming up. Not long to wait now. Live on Stags Radio on Tuesday night, we will be away to Portland United. We'll be travelling out to the island for live coverage of the match there away to Portland. And we'll hope you can join us for that one there. And just filling time here a little bit while we just wait for a player to come up and join us. Jack is just being flagged up to come and have a little chat with me. And he's on his way up. So we haven't got long to wait till we speak to Jack. And he's just on his way up now. If you are just joining us, waiting for this live chat with Jack. It was a 1-0 victory for AFC Tottenham today, which means they are unbeaten in their two pre-season friendlies. I'm just going to check.
We're live here. Bear with me, Jack.
I'm just trying to make sure we get this mic working. If not, that one in front of you is live. That one is live. Jack, you can put your headphones on if you like, if you want to hear my sultry tones in your ears. Jack Hoy, how are you feeling after that one? A bit fiery, wasn't it?
Yeah, it went a bit like that, didn't it? It's good, you know. It's pre-season. It's all about minutes at this point, but it was a good performance. Obviously, always nice to win and build on them sort of habits. So, yeah.
Playing a bit further forward than you were the other night. How was that?
Yeah, so obviously I said when I signed there, I do sort of like to get forward, score goals. Playing as a striker more with the sort of freedom to drop in as a 10, I didn't mind it. So, I mean, it's all about playing again, getting the minutes and seeing what sort of different styles work for us.
Yeah, and hot conditions out there for you today.
Yeah, very hot. Pitch was a little bit long as well, so it was kind of a bit slow out there. But I think we moved the ball well. We sort of tried to play. We didn't sort of just force it. And another clean sheet, which is always good, obviously.
Yeah, and that is something to build on, isn't it? Two clean sheets in two games, that's as much as you could have asked for in addition to the run out.
Yeah, so definitely. Like I said, it is mainly about the minutes, but building these habits, so clean sheets, being tight at the back, winning games, you know, we've obviously won quite comfortably the other night in the end, but tonight was a bit more of a test. Today was a bit more of a test, but yeah, just creating them habits, winning games, enjoying your football and trying to push on.
And I thought you were superb the other night. And I think getting you up here, one of the key reasons, talk us through that goal that you scored the other night.
Yeah.
So just to describe it to you, the ball came in from the right-hand side on the floor and first time you've curled it into the top corner. How? Talk me through it.
Yeah, I've had a few questions like that. But so yeah, like I said, I love to get forward, getting around the box. Bretty was out on the right and it just sort of seemed that everyone got dragged in towards a goal. I was sort of at the back, so I sort of spun out, came back to the front and it came along quite nicely. Sometimes they come in too fast, you might have to take a touch, but it came in sort of at a nice speed, a little bit behind me, but I thought if I can get round this, it will hopefully get on target. And so I caught it really nicely and yeah, it's lovely to obviously see it hit the back of the net.
You wouldn't have known it was behind you, mate.
Yeah.
It was literally into the stanchion, top right hand corner. It was a beautiful goal. And going from playing on a 3/4G pitch to playing on this immaculate grass pitch today, do you make any conscious changes to the way that you play?
I would say today, like I said, it is a lovely surface down here. Grass, I don't think you can beat it when it's nice grass. That's sort of, for me, that's the best you can get. But in similar ways, it was kind of kind of similar to the other night because of the hot conditions. The 3G was kind of sticky. It was a bit slow. They had put a bit of water on this at times, but not in the right sort of areas, really. But it was a little bit slow. But I just think you sort of just play, you know, concentrate always on your first touch, making them passes and sort of, yeah, just adapt to what you're playing on, really.
So another 6 games left in pre-season. Plenty of time before the start of the season. What do you think as a team you're going to need to build on before that first game?
So obviously just them habits, really. So staying nice and compact off the ball. I thought we had a really good shape today. They sort of struggled to break us down. When they did, it was sort of towards the end. Changes had been made. Shape always changes at that point. Yeah, Zoobs is shouting at me here. But yeah, I would say sort of, making sure we're nice and tight. And then obviously moving forward into the final third, just creating them partnerships, them combinations, knowing how other people want to move, other people want to, the spaces they want to take up, and we can sort of all flow off each other, really.
Perfect. Well, thank you for coming up and spending some time with us just to explain that goal and also to talk about today. And I'm sure I'll speak to you soon.
Hopefully, yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for joining us, Jack. That's Jack Hoy, goal scorer on Tuesday night away at Stoneham. And today played 45 minutes of the... He played the first half up front and put in a good performance. And we are now going to go quiet. Thank you very much for joining us here live on Stags Radio. We apologise for the technical difficulties. We have got a few gremlins. We are trying to sort them out. And hopefully by the start of the season, we will be uninterrupted live on Stags Radio. Thanks for joining us. See you later.